You're listening to MoneyWeb at Midday.
Liberation Day tariffs triggered by the Trump administration are to date an issue of contention. That was in April. And a month later, in May, the gift kept on giving. U.S. President Donald Trump said he will hit movies made in foreign countries with a 100% tariff. In a post on Truth Social, the POTUS said the levy was due to America's movie industry dying what he called a very fast death. We look at the potential impact of this proposal with Andile Sinqoto, Executive Committee Member of Directors Guild of South Africa. Andile, thank you very much for your time this afternoon. Maybe let's start with an understanding of the current South African film and television landscape. How would you describe it?
Yeah, I mean, I would say that at the moment, I mean, thank you so much as well for having us on your show. So basically, our landscape at the moment is currently a little bit shaky because there are so many things that are happening, you know, with the rebate issue that which filmmakers, you know, production companies went to go and like and do. I'm not sure if you did pick that up. They went to the offices of the DTIC, you know, and handed a memorandum to the DG or, yeah, I think to the DG, you know, because of the delays of releasing payments of the rebates and stuff like that, which hinders our industry big time. Because when it comes to, because what happens is that the rebate production companies, they use them as a cost saving because a certain percentage of qualifying South African expenditures is refunded up to 35% for local and production, co-production films. And also it reduces overall production budget, you know, making a large scale of high quality production for more financial viabilities. So when that happens, you know, it makes us as South African film industry a liability, you know, because now we become a problem, you know, because we pay late. And or if we pay, for instance, now there are so many productions that are still waiting, you know, and it affects us internationally. And if it affects internationally, it affects our pocket. Yeah. And also with some other issues then, some other issues as well with working conditions, you know, not just working conditions, paying, you know, because still fighting for standard contracts, trying to get the industry legislated, because at the moment the industry is not legislated. Our lawyer said to us that our industry is like a Cinderella industry. You know, and even internationals. I mean, our industry is being mocked by the internationals, you know, because of their conditions.
Yeah, it would sound as if we're not even halfway near competing with the internationals. And I did miss the handing over of the memorandum to the DTIC. But when we speak of US-South Africa television and film relations, what do we need to understand in light of this proposal by Donald Trump?
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to this, it affects. I mean, thank God that now everything is on stream. There's no longer like those like hard copy distributions and stuff, but it will still affect us, you know, because the proposed tariffs, you know, pose a significant and worrying threat to the international creative exchange, not just to the DGSA, but to the entire international exchange. It underscores how vulnerable we are to geopolitical shifts, especially in the absence of strong domestic policy safeguards that protect and promote our local film sector. You know, all South African filmmakers and directors frequently collaborate with international studios, streaming platforms, and production companies. You know, but increasing delays in local funding, and as well as with this, you know, Donald Trump thing, it would hurt us so much. We are fighting it as DGSA. We are not just fighting it, you know, through media. We have sent a strong letter to the ambassadors of film and TV, which were appointed by Donald Trump, Sylvester Stallone, as well as Sylvester and Vaughn, as well as Mel Gibson. You know, we got their details from an international collaboration. You know, and then we sent our letter and we stated our worries with this, because since Donald Trump appointed them and then this came, you know, Donald Trump appointed them into as their ambassadors, as the American ambassadors, and then the next week or 2 weeks, and then Donald Trump was standing out there and saying that he's hitting us with tariffs, not just us, but everything that is done outside of USA, you know.
And so we send them a strong letter. Please, if you'd allow me to join you, help us understand whether this presents what a challenge or an opportunity. does the South African television and film industry collaborate enough with the rest of the continent, or are they facing similar issues that the South African television and film industry is facing in terms of a lack of capital or not enough capital, as well as labor issues? Is there room for collaboration? And also, when you take a look at streaming services, what is the understanding there? Is it a challenge or is it an opportunity?
I mean, it's still the same. It's still a challenge. It's still a challenge. You know what I mean? Because if the movies are made outside of USA, you know what I mean? So for your movie to be played there, there will be tariffs. You know what I mean? So it's a challenge, because remember that USA is the hub of television and film. That's the fact. I mean, some other people may try and avoid that, but that's the fact. But US is the hub. US is like the head office, is the headquarters of the international films, you know? So, I mean, that's the fact. And if you want, for instance, if you want your film to play globally, like globally without delays or whatever, you have to partner, for instance, on streamers, you have to go through a streaming service that is based in USA to have chances that it's going to be global. Otherwise, we can have it in South Africa, but it's going to take a little bit time. But if it's definitely based in USA, straight through a USA streamer or studio, you know, it's an easier way, you know. Okay. So it's a huge challenge. I mean, in the past, we've done so many South African production have done so many collaborations with the US production companies and the rest of the world, you know. But now that, you know, it's decreasing slowly but surely. I mean, the perfect example, it was when Prime left, took their investment in South Africa out and said, now we're packing our bags and we're leaving, you know, after some time, after promising so much investment, and then they packed their bags and left. Then that was a red flag that things are starting to look bad for us in this country because of the conditions of the film industry. I mean, it's not a secret. It's not like I'm sure. I'm breaking a secret.
Sure.
It's
a well-known fact.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you so much, Andile, for your time this afternoon. Andile Sinqotho is Executive Committee Member of Directors Guild of South Africa.